Thank you so much. Thank you all for being here tonight. I am happy to be here and happy to get a call from Olivia and see how I can serve. I will start with a quick qualification. My name is Kristen. I am a compulsive overeater. I have been in the program for about 3.5 years, just over 3.5 years, and abstinent for 30 months. It was just July 1st, is my abstinent date. So 2.5 years ago. That was the last time I ate in order to change the way I felt about the situation. That is my bottom line abstinence to me. My food plan has no sweetened drinks and 301, three meals a day, nothing in between, one day at a time. I generally eat low carb, blah, blah, blah. All that can change. I currently do still eat some sugar because there's sugar in the protein bars, but I know that if I start to enjoy those too much, if I get the disease of more with those, then I'm going to have to let them go also. The last time I broke my abstinence, it was eating food that I was planning on eating. I ate more of it, which to me would be going against my food plan, but not my abstinence until I said, I want to forget that mom has dementia and kept eating. And that was the kicker for me. I like that you read the tools. I enjoy when my meetings read all of the steps and all of the traditions, because I definitely need to hear those both very frequently. And the tools was really good to hear. I am in Texas, and we had a convention not too long ago, and someone came up with a song, excuse the voice, but it's a row, row, row your boat. Read, write, telephone, eating, action plan, meeting, service, sponsorship, anonymity. And then you can kind of do it in a round, and it's just kind of fun. So I have that bouncing in my head sometimes when that comes in. So the food plan definitely has been a big tool that I use. And I was just talking with a sponsor, with a new sponsee about this today. I am often tempted to have, well, I was tempted to have food in my house that wasn't for me. I live alone, so I have full jurisdiction over what is in here. I heard on a podcast once that the woman considers it stealing if she eats food that she would have bought for her children, that she bought for her children. And she's able to replace that food, but the fact that the money that goes for the replacement doesn't go to piano lessons or movie night or something like that, that is somehow stealing from her children. So I don't steal. I have food for groups that I attend, and I don't eat the food, but they like it. So I will bring it once a month and da da da. I don't. So that's that idea of sticking to my food plan and not stealing has been very interesting to me. I like words. I was in choir because I like words, or I like words because I was in choir. I don't know. You know that it was a very long time ago, with my song, but the literature aspect has been very impactful in my recovery. And one thing I like to do, I'm going to share my screen real quick. I like doing a little bit of art when I am in a meeting and I hear something that speaks to me, then I jot it down and I'll change the look of it or something like that. So someone said, God grant me the acceptance that brings serenity, the courage to be changed, and the wisdom and power to walk that out. Ooh, I like that because the acceptance comes first. The acceptance comes before I feel serene. And I was journaling about this phrase not too long ago, and that hit me that for years I've said, I feel relief when I think that I just have to do this one day at a time. I don't have to solve the world's problems in one day. I don't have to lose all of the weight in one day. I don't have to fix all of my relationships. I don't have to make all of my amends. I don't have to do all of that. It's one day at a time. And I was just like, oh, I feel such relief. And then I was writing the other day and I was like, wait a second. Another word for that relief is serenity. And to me, the difference between relief and serenity, relief is more like, I am putting this burden down. I am relieving myself. This is, whereas serenity is just higher power took it away, just not in my control and not of my doing. So I like that subtle change, that subtle difference. The courage to be changed. And the wisdom and power to walk that out. Oh, okay. So, like the wisdom to me echoes back to self-knowledge is not enough in the big book somewhere, right? I have to know what to do, which I knew what to do for 2 decades in a pay and way program. I knew what to do, but I didn't have the power to walk that out because I'm powerless. I am powerless over food. And I heard another podcast, I'm not good, I'm not bad, I'm powerless. And that also to me is just such a relief that I don't have to judge myself with that. So yeah, the literature and slogans there are part of the tool. I went to OA.org once because I wasn't really doing any writing at all. And I didn't know exactly how to start. So I said, okay, I'll go to a meeting that has some writing in it. And that's one way, at least for 10 minutes once a week, I will write. Seems like a pretty minimal low, that's pretty low bar for doing some writing. And I've really come to enjoy that meeting. Again, also, we read the full step. We read the full tradition. We read the full tradition. We read the full story in the Brown Book. And so many times in other meetings, I know the first 10 or 12 paragraphs of step one, right? But do we usually get to the end of step one? No, I don't always get there. So that's been helpful too. And then the tool of anonymity, that to me is important. Not only what you see here stays here. Take the lessons, but like leave the names, leave the details. That to me also kind of echoes the idea that I can listen to someone's story and feel what they were feeling, even though my details are completely different than theirs. The situation was completely different with what food or what, who said it, but that person that said that thing, that time that really hurt you, we're nodding. I can see your heads. Like each of us has that feeling. Each of us has that story. And to me, that is part of the anonymity of the program that I can identify in such a deep way and so vulnerably with my fellows. And I don't like to call myself a bozo anymore. Darn it, I did that for so many years. I put myself down. So I rather like to think of myself as a just another passenger on the bus. And with that passenger, with that metaphor, I am not the driver. I am not even the navigator of the, I'm not holding the map. I'm not getting us there. I'm not deciding where we go. I'm not the tour guide. I generally don't have to like entertain people along the way, even, right? I am just a passenger on the bus. And the fact that I am a passenger and not walking myself means that I need help. I need help on this journey. I need other people. For me to be just another passenger, that means that there are other passengers. I need other people and I need help getting to where I'm going. So that's as far as I've been able to stretch that metaphor. Okay, let me go back to the song. Read, write, telephone, eating, action plan. Action plan. I'm not too great about an action plan. I'm really great at routines, or no, I'm really great at rituals. I have a little tea light with a battery in it and a nice piece of pottery that's a leaf. Didn't know what I was going to do with it one day. And then I saw them kind of next to it. I'm like, oh, that's a meal time. Okay, I'm going to turn the light on for my meals and invite God into my meals. So that's an action that I do, but I'm still working on action plan. Work in progress right here. Telephone. There was a speaker at a convention not too long ago, and he said, "Telephone is my ninth favorite tool." It just really made me laugh because it is one that I don't use very much. I do use texting. And maybe it's a generational thing that some of the fellows I know don't know how to text, and some of them would be offended if I called them. So I think it's just a matter of finding what works for me and finding the audience. But I do reach out. I could reach out more. I think action plan is actually my ninth favorite tool, but telephone is probably the eighth. Service. Oh, I feel like I do a lot of service. I had two sponsees quit on me in December, and I was okay with that because I was doing too much service. And someone said they weigh and measure their service like they do their food. And I thought that was a really nice concept. And I haven't gotten there because I saw a nutritionist for my ending weight, for my goal weight, and kind of for my food. And I guess I would see my sponsor to see about what service I'm doing and where I need to say no and where I can say I'm not open for sponsees anymore. Until that knock, knock, knock. Hey, can I ask you a question? Sure. Okay. Can we do this? Well, I'm on step four. Oh, you're on step four? Who's your sponsor? I don't have a sponsor. Well, let's talk about that. Because that's not how my sponsor taught me the program. I don't know. But we're, so I felt like that was higher power saying, okay, this one really is yours to sponsor just for now. Just like she called me today. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, right? One day at a time. Read, write, telephone, meeting, action plan. Reading, action plan. I get the order mixed up. Meeting, service, sponsorship, anonymity. Sponsorship. I am so grateful for my sponsor just listening to me. I'm so grateful for my sponsees who do want to call me and reach out and I'm grateful that I can take a deep breath and stop and ask for the right words when I talk to that sponsee, because I don't know the right words. When I think of the St. Francis prayer, make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. I think of myself in that case like I'm holding a mirror, and the love and the harmony and the light come down from higher power and not from me, right? It's from higher power, not from me. So I'm just holding a mirror and like angling it into that situation there that I can see. And when I'm holding a mirror in the sunlight, it does kind of warm up. So maybe I get to keep some of that light and love and harmony and peace, but most of it goes into that situation there that I can see. And that's what I feel like sponsorship is. I'm just walking with the person and helping hold their flashlight or shine my flashlight and help them find theirs, help them find their way. There's a quote from a meeting. None of this is original. It is not from me. It is from higher power and from my fellows. She said, when she is in, when she's talking and she says, I did this, I did this, I did this, me, 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 I. She stops and says, how can I put God in this situation? How can I put God in this sentence? And I think that's going to be a good thing that I can do for myself and also ask sponsees, just where was God in that situation? Where was higher power? And kind of uncenter myself in some ways. And that feels really strange to say after being the speaker for these 15, 20 minutes. I will close with just some of the release me froms that I use in my third step prayer in the morning. Release me from bondage so that I can better do your will. Release me from scarcity that I may live in abundance. Release me from grief that I may live in love. Release me from fear that I may live in faith. Release me from shame that I may live beloved by my higher power. And with that, I will pass. Thank you for having me today.